Thank you. I've said it before. I'll say it again. What the hell's going on around here anyhow? So I have to ask, what's going on across the way here? There's like some, is there like a football game going on or some shit? What the hell is that? Baseball game. It's an odd thing. Usually the lights are up here and it's dark out there, but it's vice versa now because I'm looking out there and I'm seeing the old, I feel like I got to, you know, it's like the old, what is it like, Larry? It's like the old, I tell you what it's like being a french fry under the fucking french fry light thing. I'm like an old shriveled hot dog underneath the freaking thing. Just being, keep warm and shrivelly. So, a lot of shit's gone on since we last saw each other. A lot of shit, and I emphasize the word shit. I'm just happier than a two-peter dog in a bit factory to be standing in front of people again. Being able to play this hunk of furniture. Four-string on the furniture here, and I'm assuming you know we're going to be playing some Rush later this evening. And we're going to kill it. For sure. So anyway, I just figured I'd let you know that there is some Rush coming in case you did want to just, you know, go to the old ball game and tell the Rush part comes along. Who's playing it, by the way? It doesn't matter, because we're here to celebrate three fabulous lads from Toronto. And in the meantime, we're going to subject you to some of this.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So there you go. So many years ago, I was a young whippersnapper. Went to the Cow Palace midweek, drank three warm Lone Burros and threw up in the parking lot. And I saw a band called Rush play an album called Hemispheres. And it changed my life. It was an amazing, wonderful, wonderful, incredible thing. And in fact, I just started playing bass, and another local bass player, a guy by the name of Bill Peterson, was there with me at the show, and he's like, I got a bass just like that. He's pointing again. He's like, I got a bass just like that. And I was just jealous because I didn't have a dime. I played an old Memphis P bass copy, and he had a Rickenbacker, and it was just that I was the envy of all, was to have a black Rickenbacker like this. I finally got one. But Bill has since left the planet, so hope he's doing well wherever he is. But anywho, I know from going to all those Rush shows back in the day that this next song was very big on audience participation, so I hope you folks will help me out here. And, you know, one thing I've learned in all this, you know, we all know Neil, you know, Neil has left the planet too, obviously, but, you know, Neil's drumming was you know, he was very renowned as one of the best there ever was, as old Neil Peart on the drum kit. But I'm not sure he gets enough credit for the lyrics. You know, his lyrics are spectacular. As a kid, it was very kind of Dungeons and Dragons and very mystical, and I didn't necessarily get all the metaphors. Now, looking at this as an older fellow, learning all the words and whatnot, really delving into it, it's very relevant, very poignant, you know. And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to forge a new reality closer to the heart, or hold a new reality closer to the heart. You know, the whole notion that, you know, we can get things done. We don't have to shit all over each other. You know, we don't have to be dicks. And that was Neil saying that, you know, 30-some-odd years ago. So, help me out.
Thank you. This is a song I saw Rush many times. Never saw him play this particular song. I looked in the big Rush Bible of setlists. I don't see it listed anywhere. I asked Getty right before we did this tour, did you ever play Madrigal? Sick. Nope. So we said, well, we're going to play it. In for a penny, in for a pound, that's what I say. Trailer.
Oh.